SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Former President Trump wants to hire 10,000 additional Border Patrol agents and give them a $10,000 retention and signing bonus. It's the latest plan aimed at highlighting unauthorized crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border during the Biden-Harris administration. In North Carolina yesterday, Vice President Harris spoke at a largely black church. She called out Trump for spreading information, disinformation about the government's hurricane response. Her appearance came as the president visited Florida to survey storm damage. Also at SRNNews.com, over the weekend, police arrested a Nevada man with two guns and fake passports. It came at a security checkpoint just outside Donald Trump's rally in Southern California. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco.
As he got to the inside perimeter where deputies were conducting, obviously, a more thorough evaluation of the vehicles that were coming in, there were many irregularities that popped up. The deputy noticed that the interior of the vehicle was in quite disarray. The vehicle had an obviously fake license plate, and that prompted further investigation from our deputy into why the person was there and what he was doing.
Authorities say the incident did not impact the safety of the former president or those attending the rally. Residents in the southeast continue to cope with the aftermath of Hurricanes Helene and Milton. In North Carolina, Arts AVL Executive Director Katie Cornell says Asheville's Arts District was destroyed.
The loss is devastating. An estimated 80% of the district is destroyed. For perspective, the River Arts District included 26 warehouses and was home to 300 artists.
Israel's prime minister examining a plan to seal off humanitarian aid to northern Gaza. This is SRN News. Two popular evangelists are hitting the road, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold his final International Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam, on December 3rd and 4th. He's already been to Mexico, Poland, Italy, and the United Kingdom this year. His son, Will Graham, will wrap up his globetrotting in Canada with a gospel celebration in Grand Prairie on November 8th and 9th. He's been to Australia and Portugal this year. Both men have several foreign trips planned for 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge will not let the state's near total ban on abortion stand while the state appeals a ruling striking down the law. Last month, the judge ruled the state's abortion restrictions are unconstitutionally vague and that pregnant women have a fundamental right to abortion up until the unborn baby is viable. North Dakota's abortion ban made performing the procedure a felony. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on SpaceX's latest engineering feat.
In an engineering feat, SpaceX launched Starship on its boldest test flight yet, catching it with mechanical arms back at the launch pad.
We have successfully caught the Super Heavy booster.
Towering almost 400 feet, the empty Starship blasted off Sunday, returning 7 minutes later, caught by massive mechanical arms dubbed Chopsticks. Previous attempts were unsuccessful, with the rocket either exploding or landing in the ocean. SpaceX wants to make sure Starship can be reused just like its Falcon. NASA ordered two Starships to land astronauts on the moon later this decade. SpaceX also wants to use Starship to go to Mars. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.